Hi, I'm Emma, I'm an addict. I'd like to say that it's nice to be sitting here, but it's really not. No, I feel really uncomfortable. I just feel really uncomfortable and really vulnerable sitting here. To be sitting here, to be kind of doing a chair, you know, I remember in my early recovery sort of, you know, coming to this meeting and, you know, I haven't been here for a little while, so it's really nice to kind of be back. And I'd like to kind of say that I've rehearsed, you know, this chair in my head today, but to be honest, totally honest, I've had an obsession with a guy and it's just took over, you know, my head today. And I just can't think straight, you know, and obviously he's unavailable and it's just, you know, it's just, yeah. So I'm just going to kind of, I don't really know where I'm going to go with this chair. And I come into recovery nearly two years ago on the 9th of June. So it's sort of coming up to my clean birthday soon. And you know, when I come into recovery, I was absolutely broken. I'm not recovered, you know, I'm far from. And, I was absolutely spiritually broken. I'd lost everything and everyone around me, you know. I don't want to really kind of go into too much. Obviously, I've only got 15 minutes, so I can't kind of give my whole life story. But when I started using, I was around about 12. I come from a big, big family, and dysfunctional, you know, like a lot of us. And, addiction was, you know, all I knew, you know, madness, chaos, drama. I feel really nervous and I've had loads of coffee, so my anxiety is just like, oh my God. So addiction is, kind of all I knew, you know, and madness, chaos and drama was all I knew, and I was really comfortable in that. And, when I was 12, I left home and, I just remember there being a lot of chaos at home and a lot of drama, and I never liked being at home. And, I don't know if I picked up drugs at 12 to change the way that I feel, because if I'm honest, I didn't really know how I felt. You know, I kind of picked up drugs and, I liked the way that it calmed me down. And, it calmed my head and, you know, it sort of gave me a way of kind of being present. And, for me, it took me a long time to come into recovery because I kind of looked at the differences rather than similarities. And I've got a sister in recovery and I remember her bringing me to this meeting, and it was the first meeting that I ever went to. And I kind of remember sitting at the back thinking, fucking hell, I'm not an addict. You lot are mental, do you know what I mean? And leaving and using and... you know, just having that total denial, because I kind of looked at the different drugs, you know, I wasn't using this drug, so I'm not that bad, and, you know, I'm not this and that, but, you know, the reality and the truth is I used daily, you know, no matter what drug it was, to change the way that I felt, and I couldn't stop using. As I say, whether it was to change the way that I feel, I'm not too sure about that. I kind of hear that, and it's like, you know, well, I didn't really know my feelings, I still don't. I'm trying to, you know, process and learn how to kind of deal with my feelings. And so I left home when I was 12, got with a guy, more madness, chaos and drama, you know, it's all I kind of knew. And if I kind of said that my using was all bad, I think I'd be lying. You know, I actually really kind of had some fun times in my using. I thought, you know, that my life was kind of good at one point. You know, I had, a partner, children, you know, and maternal things, like, you know, material things, not maternal, but material things. And just never feeling happy inside, you know, and just always having that, I don't know what it is, I think, you know, what they call a spiritual void, I don't know, but, you know, just never feeling happy. And I kind of, you know, anyway, cut a long story short, when I got to 28, my lifestyle kind of ended pretty badly. And I remember, you know, my ex leaving, and I had to kind of move house, and I put my son into care to kind of get him safe. And my younger son went to my mum, and I just used then after that. You know, if I'm honest, I think to die. You know, I didn't want to live. I couldn't look at my kids in the face. You know, the chaos, the destruction that I had caused. Not all my fault, but I play a big part. And I just didn't want to live. I didn't want to live. So from the age of 28, my addiction just got absolutely horrendous. The last kind of use up that I had, I remember being in a club in Mayfair, and I met this guy, and you know, he promised me the world, and, you know, I had arrived, do you know what I mean? It was like, you know, this is going to be great. And, you know, I ended up going to his place in the country, and I was missing for about 2 weeks. I'd sniffed copious amounts of cocaine, and I don't want to kind of go into too much, but I ended up running at 3 o'clock in the morning for my life, you know, and I just remember that day running and just thinking, you know, three fields, you know, I didn't know where I was, I'd left all my clothes, just, you know, is he behind me? You know, that sort of fear, and I don't know why I'm laughing, because it's not actually funny, but, you know, that kind of fear, and I got to a phone box and I phoned my mum, and her kind of reaction was, you know, you fucking bastard, where have you been? You know, I just disappeared all the time. And I remember my mum picking me up from I don't know, this pub somewhere, and she come and collected me, and my son was in the car, and I just remember feeling so much, you know, I don't know what I was feeling at that time, but, you know, I just didn't want my son to kind of see me in that way. And she dropped me to my house, and I had a bottle of Courvoisier and loads of tablets, and that was it. You know, I just didn't want to live anymore. I did not want to live anymore. You know, I couldn't live with myself. And then, you know, obviously on a major come down as well, and very suicidal. And, you know, I remember sitting in the garden, and I don't know, I've got a thing about birds. Like, I've always got a thing about birds. And this little robin, I call it my nan, but, like, comes to visit me in the morning. Like, you know, this might sound a bit strange, but I've just got this thing about birds. And so I was in the garden, and I'd done, like, you know, most of the tablets, and this bird come and sat, and I don't know, something just kind of pulled me out of it, and I got in the car. I don't know how I drove, but I drove to my mum's, and as I kind of pulled up, I see that my sister was there with her partner at the time, and, you know, I kind of call them my angels. And I got there, and I remember being in the bathroom, and I had ripped jeans on. I had nothing left at this point, and a white vest. And it's you know, I kind of really keep that day really close to, like, close to me. You know, I don't want to go back there. And I remember being in the toilet, and I was just crying, and I was like, you know, Kim, I just can't do this anymore. You know, I don't want to, you know, I can't do it. And sorry, I feel really emotional actually. And she sort of held my face, and she said, you know, Emma, she said, you know, there's another way to live. And I took that opportunity, and I got rid of my phone, all my contacts, and I haven't really gone into my recovery, but all my contacts. And I went to a safe place, and I detoxed, I went into treatment, and I've given it my all ever since I come in. And you know, I've worked through the steps. I can't tell you how they work, or I'm not going to go through the steps, but I know that in doing them, I haven't actually completed them all, but I've changed. You know, I don't know how it works, and you know, but I know that in during that process, you know, I've changed. And you know, I'm so grateful to this fellowship and what it's given me. You know, in that process, you know, I do get to see my children. I'm trying to build a relationship with them again. You know, in their time and not mine, you know, and just trying to be there. And I think, you know, when I kind of look at making my amends, you know, my biggest amends I can make to everybody is just to stay clean and just keep doing what I'm doing. And I have that hope and faith that, you know, things will work out how they're meant to be. And yeah, you know, my son has his own little journey, and I can feel partly responsible for that. But, you know, who's to say that he wouldn't be in his addiction if, you know, I wasn't an addict? I don't know. I can't just, you know, keep beating myself up. But I get to show him there's another way to live. And he kind of come to my house the other day, and I was doing my prayers in the morning, and he sort of looked at me, and he's like, you know, oh, that's how you do it, Mum. You know, it's just, I get to break that cycle and show them that there's something, you know, better than being in active addiction. Yeah, I still suffer terrible obsessions, normally with, you know, fucking married men, sorry to swear, but it's like, you know, just being honest, and, you know, it's someone that's just totally not available. That is just my pattern. And yeah, you know, I'm really grateful to this fellowship, and I'm glad that I've done the chair. You know, all week I've been like, there's no way that I'm doing it, and Shelley sent me a text, and I didn't reply, and I was half like, you know, not going to do it, and then, you know, but yeah, I've done it now. But yeah, you know, so if you're new, just keep coming back. And, you know, it is a miracle that I'm sitting here today clean. You know, I couldn't stop using from a very early age. And, you know, I have no drama and chaos and madness in my life today. And that is what recovery has given me. You know, for me, it's not about material things. It's about how I feel inside. You know, some days I've got self-acceptance, some days I haven't. And, you know, but I've got that. Yeah, I just feel happy within myself and in my own skin today. And then, you know, that's what recovery has given me. So, yeah, I'm going to kind of leave it there because I feel really like, yeah. But, yeah, thank you, everybody. I'm going to leave it there.